This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Main opposition, CP and UML lawmakers obstructed the proceedings of the House of Representatives today. Defendants in fake Bhutanese refugee scam start testifying before the court today, and rare gun and knife attack in Japan leaves 4 people dead. Now, the news in detail. Main opposition party, CP and UML lawmakers, obstructed the proceedings of the meeting of the House of Representatives today. As soon as the meeting began, UML lawmakers stood up from their seats, disregarding the Speaker's request for them to sit. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire then allowed UML Chief Whip Padam Giri to speak. Giri expressed opposition by referring to a statement made by a ruling party member of parliament who claimed that the gold plating on the Pashupatinath temple done during the former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's tenure was actually counterfeit brass. Giri urged the government to conduct a thorough investigation into this matter and expressed concern over the alleged dissemination of false information. Following this, the members of parliament started shouting slogans near the podium. In response to the commotion, the speaker adjourned the meeting for 20 minutes. The defendants involved in the fake Bhutanese refugee scam will be recording their statements before the judge at the Kathmandu District Court from today. The accused individuals will have the opportunity to present their statements, providing insights into their involvement and shed light on the alleged scam. The statements will play a crucial role in determining the course of the trial. Following the registration of their statements, the court will proceed with the deliberations on whether the defendants should remain in custody during the trial or be granted bail. It is worth mentioning that the police have already taken the statements of the arrestees, which have been crucial in building the case. These statements were then submitted to the district attorney, who subsequently filed the charges in court based on evidence provided. The court proceedings are a result of extensive investigations into the fake refugee scam, which has implicated a total of 30 individuals. Out of these, 16 defendants are currently in police custody, while 14 remain at large, evading arrest. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Prakash Jwala, assured that the Nagdunga Tunnelway-related work will be accelerated and carried out, ensuring that the vehicles could ply on the tunnelway within a year. Taking stock of the physical progress of the under-construction Nagdunga Tunnelway in Kathmandu today, Minister Jwala said that the incumbent government was ready to address all problems surrounding the tunnelway, and thus warned that the construction company could not halt the tunnelway under any pretext. Nepal's first tunnel road project in the country measures 2.7 kilometers in length and has 2 lanes. The foundation stone for the project was laid in October 2019. Furthermore, Minister Jwala shared that his ministry was serious about delivering on the tunnel project as soon as possible. The tunnel is being developed with concessional loan assistance from Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA. Minister for Labour, Employment and Transport has reduced the public transport fare in Bagmati province, including the Kathmandu Valley. The reduced transport fare has been published in the Nepal Gazette. The fare has been reduced 9 days after Nepal Oil Corporation slashed the price of diesel. According to Secretary at the Ministry, Asman Tamang, the fare has been decreased by 5.9% in Kathmandu Valley, by 4.18% in public vehicles, and by 5.69% in goods carrier vehicles operating in the short routes outside the valley. The Nepal Oil Corporation on April 3rd slashed the price of diesel and kerosene by 10 rupees each per litre and by 3 rupees per litre in petrol. The reduced price of diesel and kerosene came into effect from last Wednesday. As per the reduced fuel price, diesel cost 155 rupees per litre. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A man has been arrested after 4 people were killed in a rare shooting and stabbing attack in Japan. The alleged assailant stabbed a woman and shot 2 policemen with a hunting rifle in Nagano Prefecture. The 4th death was later confirmed. Police have named the suspect as 31-year-old Masanori Akoi, the son of a local politician. It was not immediately clear how the 4th person, described as an elderly woman, has died. Japan has strict gun ownership rules and only allows civilians to own hunting rifles and air guns. Gun violence remains extremely rare in Japan despite the killing of ex-Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in July last year. Two cheetah cubs have died and a third is in critical condition at a national park in the Indian state of Madhya Pradesh. As reported by the BBC, the cubs were the first to be born in India in more than 70 years after the animals were declared officially extinct in India. They were reintroduced to the country last year as part of an ambitious reintroduction program to repopulate the species. National Park authorities, in a press note, said the temperature in the park had hit nearly 47 degrees Celsius on Tuesday and the cubs did not seem to be in normal condition. Cheetahs were officially declared extinct by the Indian government in 1952. Earlier this month, the Supreme Court in India had expressed concerns over the animal death and asked the federal government to consider shifting the cats to an alternative location. Scientists have used artificial intelligence, AI, to discover a new antibiotic that can kill a deadly species of superbug. The AI helped narrow down thousands of potential chemicals to a handful that could be tested in the laboratory. The result was a potent experimental antibiotic called Abauxin, which will need further test before being used. Researchers in Canada and the United States say AI has the power to massively accelerate the discovery of new drugs. It is the latest example of how the tools of AI can be revolutionary force in science and medicine. Antibiotics kill bacteria. However, there has been a lack of new drugs for decades and bacteria are becoming harder to treat as they evolve resistance to the ones we have. More than 1 million people a year are estimated to die from infections that resist treatment and antibiotics. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said that currently there is an impact of local and westerly winds with a low-pressure system causing partly to generally cloudy weather in the hilly region of the country today. The division has said that light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is expected at some places of Madhes, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and in the hilly and mountainous regions of the rest of the provinces. The division said that chances of storms are likely in some places of the Tarai belt today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at a few places in the Kosi province and hilly region of the rest of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 13.7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 27.5 degrees Celsius with 6.7 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Main opposition, CPN and UML lawmakers obstructed the proceedings of the House of Representatives today. Defendants in fake Bhutanese refugee scam start testifying before the court today, and a rare gun and knife attack in Japan leaves 4 people dead. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.